We're live.
Back.
With the Talk Stop Show.
Whoa.
You want to sing the intro?
Welcome to the Talk Stop Show. When Marcus and chocolate. Bow.
Welcome to episode 3 of the Talk Stop. Finish it.
Show.
Yeah. Okay, that was
Whoa.
A horrible spin. Yeah, wait, we're missing some key ingredients.
Are we?
Our pillows!
Our pillows!
Go get them. Got her bear, guys.
Hi.
We can't forget the bear. Does he have a name?
He is Sir Lancelot.
Sir Lancelot.
Sir Lancelot.
Oh my goodness.
Yup.
Okay, well, welcome to the show, Sir Lancelot. You will forever be in the show now.
He's a crew member.
He is a crew member.
We should get you a bear.
I have a bear now, guys.
He found his bear.
Okay, what shall we name him? If he is Sir Lancelot,
wait, he is...
Thank you. He is Arthur the King.
Arthur the King.
Arthur the King.
Well, hello.
This is his crown.
Right.
There you go.
And Marcus.
And Marcus.
And Kat. And Sir Lancelot.
Yes.
Today we're starting episode...
3. Yeah. And we're not keeping the English accents, because I cannot hold that.
No, that's a little hard.
Yeah.
Now,
it'd be very hard for
now
me.
Now we can stay to our basic selves.
1000%.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so we like to start off every show with a life update.
Yeah.
Always.
How are you doing, Marcus?
I don't know. I'm kind of feeling the winter blues right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's up and down.
Okay.
Up and down. Yeah. Sometimes the week's going great. You know, you're primed, you're ready, you're sick, you're chilling. And then other days, it's feeling, you know, kind of on the lower end.
Yeah, it feels like that. The sun's hiding. Sun's not there anymore.
Especially the snowstorm we've had these past 4 days.
We had a snowstorm here.
Yes.
And we had between 30 and 40 centimeters of snow, which is a lot. It's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
And, you know.
We had a little incident when I came
Oh, yes. Marcus got stuck.
I got stuck. Off of a little patch of snow that was probably, I want to say 12 inches off the ground, maybe?
I'm not sure, but it was this little snowbank that the snowplow passed through and it just kind of left snow on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcus was stuck and we shoveled him out of there.
We had to shovel underneath my car to get me out. My car felt like the Titanic for a bit, where it was just tipping over the edge.
Oh, she was sinking.
Oh, yeah.
She was
sinking.
She lost a few crew members.
The one, me. I was gone.
Yeah.
See you later.
Marcus was in total desperation.
Oh, 100%.
But he's here now.
I am here
and
now.
And that proves you that you can get out of a funk.
Oh.
Because we're... talking about winter blues. What a segue.
Nice spin-off right there, Catherine. No way we thought of that one.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god.
Okay, but on a real note, today we're talking about mental health, winter blues, because I feel like it's really relevant. Mm-hmm. Right now we're kind of feeling it. We're feeling the Canadian weathers, you know. It's always like, you know, the start of winter is always fun. You feel like, or for some people. But, you know, you're like, oh my god, new season, there's winter, we can do winter sports, stuff like that. You know, cute hot chocolate, winter lights. But, you know, then you get to the middle of it, which we're at right now. And it's really hard to see anything past it.
I could tell you right now, as someone that does not know how to skate, nor how to ski, the only sport that I can play during winter is snowshoeing. winter for me is not exactly the greatest season. I'm more of a summer guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I will never say no to some hot cocoa, some hot chocolate, some hikes. I love hiking in the snow, of course, you know. That's fun. But skating is not for me. Because the whole hour, I'll just be struggling, you know.
Right. No, it's a lot, but it is fun. And,
So how does the winter blues affect you?
It affects me in a couple ways. Like I'm definitely feeling it right now. Like I feel like it's a little hard to find motivation to start the mornings. Mm-hmm. I'm finding myself like kind of waddling in bed for a while. And I don't know. I'm a full-time university student, so I have to be up in the mornings, and I also work sometimes at 8:30, so like I need to be up early. But sometimes it's hard because you're so comfy in your bed and you don't want to get out, and it's just hard because you know you have to step out in the cold. And you gotta, if you're commuting like me, I take the public transport, the bus, and you know, you don't always want to be stuck and crowded with people.
No, never.
So yeah, it's hard. And yeah, I'm definitely feeling that these days. So there's definitely some morning classes which I probably skipped out on.
There is some, like, this is not to get too scientific, but there is some research behind it that during the winter blues, the reason why sometimes you may feel a bit more depressed or a bit more sad is the lack of vitamin D that the sun provides for us during the summer. Vitamin D is actually one of the best vitamins in terms of improving how you feel and your emotions and making sure that you're happy all the time. So when you're lacking vitamin D, it can definitely affect your mood.
Oh, especially during winter. Like, I actually have a friend who felt this way, and you know, like he went to go see a doctor and some stuff and did some tests, and he realized that he was a little bit deficient in vitamin D. And you know, personally myself, I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit skeptical of supplements, or like, I don't know. I sometimes I'm like, ah, oh, do I really need it? Because I can get vitamin D elsewhere. I can get it in my food and stuff like that. So I'm like, do I really need it? I don't know, right? I have no experience or expertise in this, so I
I
don't
got it.
really know. And but he said that he took it and he started feeling much great. Like, oh, that was not English.
Much better.
Much great.
Great, but much
How do
great.
you feel? Much good.
Yes.
But he started feeling a lot better, and you know, I think like I have some vitamin D tablets that I forget to take, but I think this might be a way to kind of combat those
Definitely.
winter
It's a
blues.
great way to get over the winter blues, guys. Speaking of which, how do the winter blues affect you? Like, what are, like, I know you went over mental health, things like that. How do you get over the winter blues? What's your trick?
For myself, I like to stack little wins. Like, if I'm breaking down, because I know, you know, subconsciously, I know I have things to do. I know I have my list, and you know, I like to think I'm pretty organized. Like, I have my daily things of what I have to do, and you know, it's in a calendar and everything. But sometimes it's hard to get to them. And like, I personally think that if you break those tasks down to some smaller tasks and you get those little tasks done, just as much as it, like, it could be, you know, you have an exam or you have an exam to study for, you know, and you have to just, one of the tasks is just sitting down at your desk and opening your laptop. Sometimes that can be the hardest step for some people. And
100%.
I definitely relate to that
Yeah,
because
big time.
I know I have to do it, but I don't want to. So just, I think breaking down little tasks and being able to recognize those as progress and just completing things so you don't feel like a complete bum, I think that is really
Yeah,
helpful.
let and always appreciate yourself and always encourage yourself in the sense that, like, hey, you managed to complete this, good job. Like, always give yourself like a round of applause whenever you do complete something and you're not feeling necessarily the best, right? The little wins, like you're saying, comes a long way in terms of, okay, yay, I did this. All right, let's head on to the next thing. For me, the biggest thing is I like to have like a routine, right? For me, like, if I deviate from my routine or I'm not able to complete everything that I normally always complete on a daily basis, especially during the winter blues, it just feels like the end of the world for me all the time. So, I like to have my daily routine, and that's how I like to start off my day. Where as long as I am able to complete that routine, then I'm able to, I get through it pretty well after that.
Yeah, I get that, but what if you lack motivation? Because I feel like it, we all know that we have stuff to do and we all probably have some sort of routine, but like if you don't have much motivation, it's really hard to
It is.
complete that or to just even get started on your routine. So like,
What would I do in that
yeah.
case? Very good question. And I've had days like that. I'm not saying every day I'm able to, like, I have motivation to complete my routine. So, you know, there are some days where I literally have a hard time getting out of bed. You know, mm-hmm. like, just getting out of bed is, like, the hardest step for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Right?
It's one of the first steps.
Exactly. I actually tried multiple ways of trying it. Denzel Washington actually tries this every day, and you guys could try it out if you really want to. I tried it out, and it did work, actually, a day that had no motivation. He starts off his day, he wakes up, and he actually just stares up at the ceiling, does not go on his phone, does not do anything like that, like people regularly do when they wake up. You know, you wake up, and as soon, all of a sudden, you're on your phone just reading all your texts. Exactly. Yeah. So instead, what he does, he wakes up, he just looks at the ceiling, and he thinks, right? Normally, when we're going through the winter blues or we're feeling depressed, it's because we have so much on our mind that we're actually having a hard time processing everything that is happening, right?
Your brain's an overload.
It is, exactly. So then we just get into this zone where we're actually blocking all of that out, which then leads to us never feeling accomplished or never getting through everything, right?
A really hard cycle. Yeah.
Exactly. So sometimes it's good to just stare at the ceiling, try not to think, just like shut off your brain. But then what happens when you do that is that everything that subconsciously you've been thinking just starts cycling through your head, right? Yeah. One thing at a time. And then you'll slowly start to see what it is exactly that has been bothering you or what's really on your mind. Or you could just be happy thoughts too that appear, right? Which is also a great motivator for giving you that confidence and the motivation to get up.
Yeah,
right?
Boost for your day.
Exactly. So take those 30 minutes. And if 30 minutes is too long, which he also said, you don't have to start with 30 minutes. You could just start with 5-10 minutes.
Progressive.
Right? Exactly. And then every day you just try and slowly get to that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's one way you can do it.
And do you do this yourself, Marcus?
I have.
And what's your experience with it?
It was actually really good. I actually doing that, I didn't do 30 minutes, I did 15.
Okay. Okay.
But doing that 15 minutes, it actually got me to think of, like, what's bothering me? Like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I feeling either depressed or why am I lacking motivation?
Okay.
Right?
And it helps you to identify.
Exactly. And then it also helps me brainstorm some ideas or some things that I can do to fix what it is that is actually bothering me.
All right. Find the monster, tackle the monster.
Exactly. Because if there's one thing I've been taught in life is that you can never avoid your problems. You need to face them head on.
Yeah.
It's literally how it works.
Yeah. I mean, if there's something bothering you and it's in your head a lot of the time, you gotta do something about it, right? Like, mm-hmm. you can sit down and you can definitely think about it, which I think is good because I don't know what...
Self-reflection.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like, I don't know what the science behind it is, but I've heard that starting your days off with social media is probably one of the worst things you can do. Mm-hmm. So, maybe definitely just, like, having some sort of routine to, like... It's kind of like a meditation.
Some people wait a whole hour after waking up before they even get on their phone. So, like, they'll get up, they'll go make their coffee, they'll go make their food, still haven't gotten on their phone.
Mm-hmm.
They'll maybe eat breakfast. If you're in a couple and you guys live together, for example, a great way to start off your day is go have breakfast together.
Yeah.
Right? If you can, don't go on your phones at all. Just, like, wake up, say, how'd you sleep? Or, you know, have a nice conversation. Mm. And then after, you know, real life hits, you may have to go on your phone for work or whatever the case.
Yeah.
But, you know, starting off your day with no technology may actually be very beneficial for you guys.
That's actually really good. Honestly, mm-hmm. I think I'm probably going to start off a little challenge for myself
that
this week. Yeah, let's see.
I'm glad I could start that for you.
We'll have an update next week and see how that goes.
Yeah. I say we both take like 30 minutes to start off our day, no technology.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do a bare fist bump to like activate the challenge.
But it's good though. Like if you're able to use that to identify like how you're feeling, and you don't even need to come out of that with a solution. But I think being able to identify just how you feel, it doesn't have to be a problem, but how you feel, maybe you're feeling a little slumpy. Maybe you're feeling like today is a meh day, you know, but at least you kind of identify that and maybe you find some patterns and, you know, just knowing this and being aware of your feelings, I think is a key part to getting over a little slump that you might be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, like the little wins that you take, Like for me, a big win, what helps me start off my day is if I'm not able to, or I don't have the motivation to get through my routine, the one priority that I have that actually motivates me to start off my day is going to the gym, right? For me, okay. like fitness has always been a big part of my life, mm-hmm. eating healthy. So as long as I'm able to meal prep, have my food ready for the day, and go to the gym, then slowly everything else in the day becomes easier to accomplish.
Yeah, it just kind of follows. Yeah, if you're able to find something in your routine that's the one thing you cannot miss, you cannot compromise, if you mm-hmm. do that, that mm-hmm. definitely helps.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, I think one thing I've been wanting to do for a long time is just start every morning with a little cup of coffee.
Oh,
yeah. Or it could be tea, it could be hot chocolate, whatever mm-hmm. floats your boat, whatever mm-hmm. is in your cup of tea, you know? I think that's fun because it honestly is. Like, you just get up in the morning, you know one thing you got to do is just do something.
Yeah.
And it starts your day off
It helps
right.
you wake up, too.
Yeah. You
know? Like, making your coffee requires you, I know it's kind of automatic and self-explanatory doing it, but making your coffee still requires you to have to kind of use your brain. Like, oh, yeah, I got to take this, go put some water. And,
yeah.
you know, you're actively moving. And then as soon as you take that first sip of coffee, knowing that you made this coffee, you had full control.
Okay.
You had full control of how it tastes.
Tell them.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, you are now the coffee connoisseur. You understand?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you are what? The barista.
The barista. Mm. Boom. You said it. You heard it here.
Oh.
So knowing that you are the barista, you know, it allows you to have your brain started and activated. And, you know, after that, you're up. You got your coffee. You're ready to start your day. You're motivated.
Yeah. We wear so many hats in a day, guys.
100%.
You're a barista one morning. You're a student the next. You're
an editor the next.
You're competing in the Olympics at the gym the next.
Yep. You're a fitness influencer.
You're a model the next.
You're a model. Yep.
There's so many things.
So many things you can accomplish. So many things you can do.
I mean, I also know some people even like to journal first thing in the morning, which
True.
I don't think I could do.
Before bed for me.
I could mm-hmm. definitely see. Because then you just kind of jot your thoughts down. And if you have trouble sleeping too, like mm-hmm. it can be a way to just kind of unload. Like just brain dump, regurgitate that onto a paper and like
deal
not
with it
even
in the morning.
Think. Yeah, you don't. Like it doesn't need to be anything elaborate. You're not showing it to anyone, right? You're not just exactly. doing it for yourself to get everything out and kind of either end your day or start your day. Yeah. And yeah, it could definitely help. But yeah, like, have you been feeling the winter blues? And like, how does that look like for you? Or how does that feel? Because I know a lot of us are probably feeling something of this.
Yeah. Well, I have, 100%.
Okay.
Especially like during the last 2 weeks, like during our snowstorm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's getting colder. I thought it'd start getting hotter after the New Year's because that's how it was last year. But now this year it seems to be getting colder now after New Year's. So I've definitely been feeling it. And I would say like the hardest part for me has been getting up in the morning. Like let's say I have to wake up early, like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's happened where I was supposed to get up at that time for no particular reason. I just wanted
you
to get up.
You told yourself, I'm getting up at 6:30.
Exactly. I want to start my day off early, start it off right, go to the gym. And
it's very courageous.
Very.
Especially for a winter morning.
Yeah.
6:30, bright and early.
I did not succeed. Mm. Yeah. I ended up getting up at like 10 a.m. Mm. instead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what ended up happening.
Sounds more like it.
Yeah. Yeah, you knowing me, that's what it sounds like.
Well, yeah. Well, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, like, I feel like a lot of people can resonate to that, too. If you are feeling the winter blues, unless you, and even sometimes, but unless you have, like, a very specific reason why you have to get up early, mm-hmm. it is hard during the winter blues to get up early. And even sometimes when you do have a specific reason, sometimes you're not able to, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't follow through. And that's okay, though. Mm-hmm. You know, like, let's not.
No.
You know, I think it's okay to slip up sometimes. And it's mm-hmm. okay to put your tiara down on the table and to just kind of. It's all right. It happens, right? Not to beat ourselves up over it, but, like, to recognize it and just be like, you know what? It's okay. But not to let that happen all the time.
No.
Because a queen or king gotta wear their crown, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The king or queen can rest sometimes.
Yes, they can.
But then eventually they gotta pick it back up and they gotta lead, because that's what they do.
speak your truth,
you know, Marcus. You rested for like 5 seconds.
All our queens and kings out there. Okay, <Yeah. laughs> I'm gonna leave those comments behind because I'm just showing how cringy I am. But how else do you feel? Okay, so getting up in the morning can be hard, but yeah. What else do you feel?
Like just getting work done, being productive.
Yeah,
you know, like just knowing that I have stuff to do, and sometimes I'm like, I just want to stay in bed. I just want to either cry. I just want to sleep. I just want to. You know, sometimes you're feeling down and you don't know why you're feeling sad, but you just are, you know. And
that's so real.
Yeah. Depression, like sometimes you just, or winter blues, like it's hard to know why you're sad sometimes. Sometimes you just are. You just feel that way.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't have a clear explanation. You but honestly, know. Like, yeah.
This is why people, if you are feeling down or if you are struggling with any mental struggles right now, talk to people. Trust me, having friends, having family around is probably the most important thing. All right, like your inner circle is the most important thing out of 100%. Everything. Yes, take that time to figure out what's going on in your head. Take that time to figure out why you are sad. And having alone time is also important. I'm not trying to disregard that. But also talking to other people about how you feel and getting their input is also important.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah, and like just getting out there, getting to talk to people, it helps a lot. You know, even just changing your scenery, like if you're doing some sort of activity, I don't know. I mean, you could even include some sort of self-care in this, like going to the coffee shop and just treating yourself to a coffee or treating yourself to, you know, a little croissant. You know, it could be anything, but
just shout out to coffee shops, by the way.
Shout out to coffee shops.
100%.
But yeah. Just doing something for yourself that makes you feel good. And, you know, you don't need to think about other things, you know, just doing something for you and stacking up those little wins can be really important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I 100% agree 100%. With you. On that note, guys, I hope you guys really enjoyed the conversation that we had. If you guys do need to talk, please DM us, talk to us. We will reply. We are always here to talk to you guys. We love you guys. And welcome again to the Talk Stop Show. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, this was Marcus.
This is Kat.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye.